Hello, Laura Forsyth.
Hello, Just You.
I am really excited to talk to you about Aruba, the retreat that we have coming up in February. And I have to confess that I've been on one retreat in 2004, and I assisted, and it was in upstate New York. But I still have stories, memories, takeaways from that time that feed me today.
You are overdue.
I'm way overdue.
It's been over 15 years.
I am way overdue. And here's the thing. Not to say this is just totally destiny, but I think it is. I would say 6 months ago, I started craving ocean. I haven't been to the clean, clear ocean in way too long.
Oh.
And then the next thing you know, you and I are dancing next to each other in Deb Kern's
class.
That
is true.
Remember what was playing?
The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys was playing. It played Aruba.
Like Kokomo.
Yes.
Aruba.
Jamaica.
Yes. I don't remember the words, but it's Aruba.
Yeah. And so you turn to me and you say, let's talk after class. And I had no idea what it was. And then we started talking about Aruba.
Yeah.
And now we're manifesting.
Yes.
So I wanted to have you talk with me a little bit about who you are, what got you into retreats, why we need to go on retreats, because I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it, and I'm all in now. So.
Excellent.
Laura, tell us a little bit about you and how you came to yoga and retreats, things like that.
Oh, boy. How long's the podcast?
Yeah. We're looking at 20 minutes.
No. Wow, good questions. Well, like a lot of people, I came to yoga kind of randomly. 23 years ago was my first yoga class. I was living in California, and there was more yoga in California than other places, but this was still a yoga class in the back of a boxing gym off of Melrose Avenue. It was a friend of a friend. You know, like yoga teachers had to find places to teach. And I didn't know what I was getting into, but after class, like a lot of people, I had that wow moment where I was like, I don't know what that was, but I feel good. So that got me kind of hooked on the yoga track. And from then on, I was seeking out yoga teachers. I was buying VHS tapes. That tells you how old, I am. And just finding ways to learn, because I did not grow up in any athletic pursuits. I wasn't particularly embodied. I was just working. I was working in television and film production, for the most part. So that got me on the yoga track. A couple years into that, I met a teacher who was doing a weekend retreat for women. And I decided to participate in that. I actually did a little bit of work trade so I could do it at the time. And it was just, you know, two or three nights. But I'd never had the experience of being in community like that, not just in a 60-minute yoga class, but for 3 or 4 days. And the depth of the experience and the bonds that I had with these women, and being able to practice the yoga and digest the yoga and be fed and nurtured, stuck with me. So that pretty much planted the seed. A couple years after that, I did my first international retreat to Costa Rica, same teacher, it was just a small group of people. Now I got the bug for the international travel, because I had done a couple trips in my life, but I'd always come back feeling like I need a vacation from my vacation, you know, where it's just go, 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 and everybody's really hectic and everybody's drinking a lot of alcohol or whatever it was at the time. It never felt nurturing. Mm-hmm. So that was probably 2001 or 2003. Fast forward to lots of living life, coming in and out of yoga, as many of us do. I land in Austin. I take a job working for a big yoga company. Both you and I worked at Yoga Yoga. That's how I met you. Mm-hmm. And I took over their events department. And one of the things that I said is I want to offer retreats. And I want you to let me develop them, because of all the things that I'm, you know, offering and doing for you guys as a company, bringing in trainings and teachers, I know the depth of the impact of getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of your routine, and going somewhere, even for a couple days. So we started offering women's retreats. We offered a couple international retreats. We started consolidating, bringing more than one teacher on retreats, bringing like 20, 30, 40 students. And it lit me up. Like, it was why I loved the job, because I loved doing that and I loved going. So honestly, it was kind of selfishly motivated. I'm like, I want to do that. And I want to go on that retreat with those teachers I love. So now fast forward a little bit, 7 years ago, I started this company. I stepped down at Yoga Yoga. I'm still a yoga teacher, but I chose to take a leap of faith and started the company now, which is called One Yoga Global, that all I do is facilitate international yoga retreats. And I did it with the intention, I want to work with the teachers who I love, who have incredible gifts to offer, who I see working really hard to be of service to lots of students. And maybe they're not getting the opportunity to nurture themselves. I'm like, this is a way I can say, hey, how about we go to the Caribbean or go to Iceland or go to Costa Rica, and you get nurtured by this environment and teach some yoga classes, which is what you love, and bring your students closer together. And the rest is history. It grew organically on its own. It's been 7 or 8 years, and I'm so grateful every day that I get to work with teachers like you, that I get to occasionally go on some of these retreats. I don't go on all of them, of course, but yeah. Selectively, I go on maybe three or four a year if I can, and just find ways to incorporate yoga in these spectacular environments. Was that a long answer?
No, it's fantastic.
You got the whole story in one stream.
I know, but we need, you know, I wanted to hear it.
That's the story.
Yeah, and these retreats make such an impact on you that you're sharing it, and that's what I love. And I have that same kind of feeling. I've just neglected it, I guess. Some of my favorite memories of you at Yoga Yoga are in your studio, the office.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got like 4 wall calendars, and you're juggling all these events and making them all happen. And I just remember looking longingly like, I don't have Iceland on my calendar. That's amazing. And you've, you know, made these great contacts with senior teachers around the world. And
yeah.
And so I am just so humbled and so grateful that you invited me to teach alongside you. It's going to be tremendous. I know this.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So my next question then is, why Aruba? Tell me how Aruba came to show up for
good
you.
Good question. So
this is your first time to Aruba,
This
right?
will be my first time to Aruba.
So we're adventuring.
We are adventuring together. I have certain destinations that I've been to more than once, and I always have a list of kind of the wish list, the post-it notes of, ooh, if I can, that's a place I want to visit. And I always crave the ocean. And for me, especially kind of warm turquoise blue Caribbean type waters are very soothing to me. Snorkeling, scuba diving, all of that, the sunshine, the salty air. So I'm always interested in those destinations. And we've been to a couple other destinations. We were going to Tulum, Mexico for some time. We've been to the coasts of Costa Rica. I've sent some groups to Nicaragua. So, I mean, I'm always looking for destinations like this. But Aruba has always been of interest because it's further south. It's a small island. It's completely out of the hurricane belt. It's just crystal blue waters, the white sands. I mean, all of those features. It's easy to get to. But the thing is, it's a small island. So it doesn't have a retreat center that I can just call and say, hi, I want to bring my yoga group. So it wasn't the easiest place to just kind of plug in and do a yoga retreat. But it's on my wish list. So I've been researching. And finally, last year, I connected with a woman who's a yoga teacher who's been running retreats there. She has a yoga studio. She's made a deal with these beautiful, they're basically like houses, condos, all together around a beautiful pool. It's not a big place, but they're new and modern. They're just 3 minutes walk from the yoga studios. She's made a deal with them for housing. There's a restaurant right next to the yoga studio that's all super healthy and juices and vegetarian. She's made a deal with them to offer meals. So she's created a way to do a yoga retreat.
Brilliant.
And she's got meditation teachers there. She has stand-up paddleboard offerings. They organize a sailing day for us, so we get to go out on a sailboat. Mm. We get to go to a national park and go swimming in these incredible saltwater pools that are kind of, they're part of the ocean but isolated. I mean, all of these things lit me up. I mean, my eyes bugged open. I said, I want to go there. And then it became, okay, when are you available? What weeks are available? And who am I going to bring?
Mm-hmm.
So the lucky part is we got a week in February, the end of February. It's hard to get good bookings in the Caribbean in January and February because it's high season and everything's very expensive. But we were able to get a week in the high season, which I've not been able to do before. So I just put a deposit down. I said, I don't know how, but I mean, I'm coming to Aruba. And then I saw you at dance class. And I looked at Jess, and she's all blonde and has this like natural glow. I'm like, you look like you belong in Aruba.
I was putting that out there.
Yeah. And I love you as a teacher. And you know, you know, I've been talking to you for years, like, I want to do something with you because I want to hang out with you and I love practicing with you. And, you know, you've got the little ones. And it was kind of a timing when you have family, like, when can I start doing this? And I feel like the stars just finally aligned with timing and location. And I just get the goosebumps because I'm so excited to be able to go on this with you.
That's going
to
be awesome.
So that's a long-winded answer why Aruba.
No, it's fantastic.
But hopefully that kind of paints a picture of why I got lit up by this place.
Yeah, when you brought it and said there's going to be, I mean, the hike to this meditation cave with the pool. I mean, we're going to make friends with each other. Students are going to make friends with each other. We're going to get to be with our students in a non-classroom setting. And this is something I personally crave. You know, so many years of being like teacher, student, now we get to all be together and have that community feel.
Yeah.
Which you brought up from the, you know, from the very first one. And that was the sense that I have.
Right.
So those students that I went on a retreat with in, what, like 2004, I still remember them. We still have connection in some way.
Yeah.
And it's they were transformative. Now, you go on like 4 a year, but how many does your company actually set up?
20 to 25 right now.
Per year?
Yeah.
That's twice a month?
Yeah, and I'm working with teachers from all over the country. Of course, I have a good handful from Austin because you guys are my friends and teachers. I've known you a long time. But yeah, I work with teachers from different parts of the country. I even work with a couple international teachers. Mm-hmm. And I kind of handpick where I'm going to go each year. So Aruba, when it's a first time going to a location, I always like to go. Because then we can, you know, kind of experience it together. We get to improvise. I like to have a certain amount of structure and a certain amount of just openness to let it unfold on its own.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We're going to kind of get to figure out what this retreat looks like. And that to me, that's exciting.
It's so fun.
We will not be hedged in. We will get to say, shall we on the beach?
Yeah.
And the answer will be thought, yes, we shall. Or do we want to find some shade and just do like therapeutic yoga?
Yeah.
I know you teach yin, yoga nidra.
Yeah.
Those are not my forte. So I think it's going to be a fantastic balance.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of the yang, a little bit of the yang,
yang, a little yang and yang. And yin.
Yin.
All of it.
All of the parts. Can you think of like one highlight from all these that you've done? Like when you think of retreats, what's your favorite memory?
Well,
these events.
I mean, that's for me. There's so many.
I know.
But as when I get up in the morning and I've worked, here's the thing: when you run your own business, there is no 9 to 5. Like I'm sometimes working 7 days a week and working 11 p.m. at night, and I've got a group landing in this country and this country. So sometimes it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But what gets me up every morning is when I see and experience those connections that are made. And I'm not on all the retreats, so I'm not, you know, in each little pod of people, but I get those messages that, you know, that friendship I made 4 years ago on this retreat which I wasn't even on, has turned into something so dear to me. And that happens all the time. And it just keeps sparking me to get up. Okay, this is important work. Just to create the containers for people to do these things. And I know, you know, they're, a lot of them are kind of fancy and a lot of them are more expensive than others. I try to keep them within a range that people can budget for. And, you know, I announce them at least a year out. I'll do payment plans for people. I'll do all as much as I can, because sometimes this is somebody's one vacation of the year or 2 years or whatever. So I'm like, I want to give them something that's going to really last in their kind of soul, you know. And I'm not gonna lie, there's been some love connections.
I didn't even think about that
on occasion. I'm like, wow, I didn't see that coming. I had a retreat you know, a year or so ago that went to the Galapagos Islands, and people came from Texas, they came from New York, one came from, I got someone from Spain, someone from New Zealand. Like, it's just a destination that really, you know, interests people from all over. And a couple of the people ended up going to New Zealand to go visit this person they met. And I'm watching all these pictures on Facebook and I'm like, wait, how did that happen? I want to go to New Zealand. Yeah. So it's just, I see all of that unfolding, and I know that the ripple effect, you know, the conversations that are had, the friendships that are made, you know, they're really positive catalysts in people's lives. And it might be a small ripple, but that ripple I know is moving out into the world, and they're bringing it back home with them, just like all yoga, right? We're not just impacting our own health and our own well-being, but we're impacting everybody around us. And to me, that's the profession I want to be in. The fact that I travel as well is, you know, just a piece of that. But as a yoga teacher, that's why I do it.
Yeah, no, you're definitely living your dharma. It's fun to watch. It really is.
Thank you.
And then I'm also thinking of how often we just have students for that hour at a time, or hour and 15, and maybe more than once a week. But then on either side is the movement and the back to life, the schedules, the work, all of those things. So now that we have these 7 days, I'm recognizing that we'll get to go on a journey. The one that I keep coming back to, though, for this one in particular, is second chakra delight. Yeah. I mean, this really, in my opinion, feeds into the water element. We've got, it's can you have pleasure in your life?
Yeah.
And when you talk about going on retreat, it's moving, it's retreating away from life. I can already see nervous system settling down. I can already see easier breathing, actually taking time to bring in these yoga classes, teachings, meditations that have lasting effects. And so I'm thinking also this time is going to be pretty adventurous.
So we have certain things scheduled.
Yeah.
You know,
talk
so
a little bit about those.
But those are like the mm-hmm. you know, we're going to visit this cliff to go meditating. We're going to have a day where we've organized sailing, the hike in the natural park to the pools. But those are, you know, those are partial days. The sailing, I think, is a little bit longer day. But then we have, you know, several afternoons and a couple days where it's kind of open. It's not like there's pressure, right? It's not like a normal tour where you're on the bus every day. I've done those before, right? With my mom. I love you, Mom.
Yep.
But you know, you're like, you're at the hotel and you're on the bus and then you go somewhere and then you're pulled out. And, you know, to me, that's, I need more spaciousness to let it unfold. And we'll see. We'll see who kind of shows up. Open to everybody, and I encourage it, because I brought my mom to these things. I brought my sister, and I brought my brother-in-law, who, trust me, not a yogi.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, all these people, they're all like, that was kind of one of the best vacations I've ever been on. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because they don't think of it as a vacation. They think, oh, yoga. No, this is a whole journey experience with a group who are like-minded, you know, who are gonna have interesting conversations, eat good food, laugh, not be, you know, the curmudgeons.
Yeah.
You know what
Unwind
I mean?
The curmudgeons.
Like, normally yoga people are pretty, you know what I mean? They're open. They're yeah. open to kind of go with the flow. And when you have a group like that, it's so lovely.
Yeah, so the word that you said that I just keep coming back to is spaciousness. Like
yeah.
that one, I can almost see it around you. And yeah, spaciousness and delight. When does that ever
I like a lot of delight.
Yeah. And so what are our dates?
February 28th to March, oh wow, is it the 5th, I think?
Yeah.
4th or 5th.
Well, mm-hmm.
I have to look at my
it's,
phone.
Yeah,
it's 6 days. It's a 6-day retreat.
So you got the 7th
and
recover.
Easy.
No.
Yeah.
We don't need recover for this one.
You have a little spaciousness on the front and back end at
yeah.
home. You know what I mean? So we bookend it with weekends. One of the things I looked at is, you know, there's reasonable flights from Texas, you know. I mean, it's not a hard place to get to. So that's a big deal. You know, if it's a 20-hour flight versus a 4-hour flight, that's a consideration when I'm picking a destination. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this place is easy to get to. It's got the features I want. It's small. It's beautiful. I can smell the salt air already. I just want to breathe that beautiful salt air.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely linking to all this in the show notes of this podcast.
Awesome.
It's on One Global Yoga.
One Yoga Global. I think I might have picked a tongue twister of a company name, and now I'm stuck with it.
Well, but yoga's twisty.
It's One Yoga.
One Yoga.
So One Yoga meaning, to me, it's all yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There is only one yoga. To me, after 20-something years in yoga.
I believe it.
And it used to be One Yoga Retreats, but I changed it to One Yoga Global. Not sure if that was the right decision, but I like it.
But it is global.
But part of it is because I didn't want people thinking... Some people have an idea of what a retreat is, and it's intimidating to them. And I'm like, yes, it's a retreat in that you're exiting your normal life. But to me, we have... It's also a vacation. Some of these things I call yoga adventures... Right? This one kind of has a little bit of adventure in there.
And the pictures I saw of you
right?
at Galapagos and Iceland, you were learning stuff.
We're learning stuff.
I mean,
we're
coming
actually
back fully educated.
Yes, we want to actually experience the environment. Now, I do some that are retreats that are very contained, that you don't leave the center. You're doing an intensive yoga process or program or training. That's going to be more of a retreat. But this... I would put this one in the retreat, vacation, adventure category.
Okay.
All of it.
Very good. Now we know. Retreats.
So One Yoga Global.
Wonderful.
.com.
So you're there. Definitely on my website linked in the show notes. And until we have got a week left in this promotion. So it's $200 off.
Yeah.
Till October 1st.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's going to be... Filling up
full
fast.
Price.
Yep.
Whatever's left.
Whatever's
it's
left.
Like whatever rooms are
yeah.
left. I'll update the website on kind of like one room left in this category or two in this
yeah.
category.
So grab friends.
Yeah.
Everybody. Good.
Yep. Perfect.
Laura, this was really fun talking to you.
I love talking to you.
I'm really excited about this.
Me too.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Ready, Get Centered, Go. We can easily keep in touch through my website, jessgyoga.com, or my Facebook page, or my Instagram. You can subscribe to this podcast on any platform where you hear podcasts. I'd love for you to leave a review. Many thanks to Abby Robbins for our theme music. Until next time, this is Jess Goulding, keeping you centered.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.